Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 230326. Amen. Hallelujah. You are welcome to Prophetic Declaration Hour, a moment of divine encounter where destinies are aligned, where lives are transformed, where God's word finds expression in power. Lift your voice wherever you are and declare, I am rooted, I am built up, and my character is being perfected by God. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. And remember, this is our month of rooted and built up. And the theme for today is character. The theme for the day is character. And our scripture focus is from the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. And it reads, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Let me read that one again for better assimilation. I read, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want us to reflect on that scripture we have just read now. Beloved, I want you to understand this. God is more committed to your character than your comfort. The trials you face are not signs of abandonment. They are evidence of divine attention. Every pressure you go through is working something inside you. Tribulation is producing patience, the ability to stand strong without breaking. And patience is building experience that is giving you proof that God is faithful. And experience is birthing hope, a deep assurance that your future is secured in God. So, trials are not meant to destroy you. They are designed to structure you. God is building capacity in you so that what is coming will not overwhelm you. If God does not build your character, your destiny cannot be sustained. Therefore, embrace the process, because what you are becoming is greater than what you are going through. Amen and amen. I want us to go for prophetic declarations. Let's go for prophetic declarations. Lift your hands and receive the following declarations with faith. And not just only faith, you have to also open your mouth to say amen to it. It's a prayer of agreement. Let's agree together. And I believe that as we make these declarations, your life will begin to witness a positive turn around, in the mighty name of Jesus. So lift up your hands and receive the declaration now with faith. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and I decree over everyone listening to me now that every trial in your life begins to produce divine patience. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare you will not break under pressure. You will be built by pressure. You will not break under pressure. Rather, you will be built by pressure. Whatever you are going through now that looks like pressure, Lord, we build it up. Lord, we build it up in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to endure. Receive the strength to stand, and the power to remain steadfast in every situation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every spirit of impatience, every spirit of frustration, and every spirit of discouragement be broken off your life now in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit of impatience, every spirit of frustration and discouragement to be broken off your life now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare that your patience is maturing into proven character in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, you will no longer react in the flesh. You will respond in wisdom and in spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I prophesy that God is building you, in integrity that cannot be compromised, in discipline that cannot be shaken, and in stability that cannot be moved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy over you that every weakness in your foundation be corrected now by the hand of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree that your experiences will produce undeniable testimonies. I want you to hear me again, and I decree, I prophesy over you that your experiences will produce undeniable testimonies. Undeniable testimonies will become your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that your desires will become your testimonies. Your desires will become your testimony. I prophesy over you that God, who helped you before, will help you again. In the name of Jesus, before now, God had helped you before. The same God will help you again and again. Receive fresh hope in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree every spirit of hopelessness and despair, lose your hold now. Lose your hold now from the life of this man that is hearing me. Lose your hold now from the life of this woman that is hearing me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy you are rising as a man. You are rising as a woman of substance. In the name of Jesus, you are rising as a man of substance. You are rising as a woman of substance. In the name of Jesus, you shall be rooted in truth and built on righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your character will sustain your blessings. In the name of Jesus, your life will not collapse under the weight of your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I decree that you are being processed for promotion. You are being prepared for greatness, and you are being established for impact. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy over you that from today, you are rooted and built up, strong in spirit, stable in character, and unstable in destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Can you shout a louder amen to that? Amen. I quickly want you to hear this word of knowledge. This is for somebody hearing me now. You have been misrepresented before a voice of authority. Someone has misrepresented you before a voice of authority. But today God is going to change your story. God is going to become your defender in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody falsely give a wrong narrative about you to somebody in authority, taking advantage of a moment of crisis. There are individuals whose names have been misinterpreted, misquoted, or falsely reported before the people who matter, before the leaders, before the helpers, before the decision makers. You that I'm talking to this morning, I want you to pay attention. This has affected your opportunities. It has affected your relationships. It has affected perceptions about you. I want you to hear today that God is intervening to correct every false report given concerning you. In the name of Jesus, the truth is about you will surface, and your honor will be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you can do 3 days prayer and fasting, you will do well for yourself. You will do well for yourself in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is another person that your blessing or opportunity has been wrongly diverted. But today, I'm telling you categorically by the Spirit of the Most High God that your divine justice will restore it back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This happened because you were reported. You were reported. And as a result, what belonged to you was transferred. Your inheritance was transferred to somebody else. What belongs to you? This represents situations where decisions have been made based on incomplete or false information, causing your rightful blessings to be diverted. But God is saying today, God is a God of righteous judgment and restoration. He will restore back to you what belongs to you. What was taken based on falsehood will be returned by divine intervention today. Your portion will not be lost. Restoration is coming with evidence. And you too, you will do very well for yourself. If you love yourself, you can go on 3 days fasting with prayer. This one will speed up the restoration process in Jesus' mighty name. And in case you want me to help you to get the prayer points that suffice for this word of knowledge, you can get in touch with me. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your voice, your hands, wherever you are. Let me quickly pray for you concerning this word of knowledge. Every false report speaking against you is overturned now. It's overturned in the name of Jesus. Every hidden agenda around your life is exposed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every diverted blessings, it is restored now. In the name of Jesus, every diverted blessing is restored. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is your defender. The Lord is your refiller, and the Lord is your restorer. In the mighty name of Jesus, and your testimony shall speak louder than every accusation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. In closing, I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to make this declaration. Say, Lord, build in me a character that can carry my destiny. Say it again. Lord, build in me a character that can carry my destiny. One more time. Lord, build in me a character that can carry my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and for the work you are doing in our lives. We receive grace to endure every process, to grow through every challenge, and to emerge stronger, better, and transformed in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, as we are closing today, we declare that our lives will reflect Christ in character, in conduct, and in consistency. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are rooted, we are built up, and we are established in righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Remember, this is prophetic declaration hours, where your transformation is unstoppable and your destiny is secured in God. Hallelujah. Your host once more is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. And in case you want to get in touch with me, dial +234 9022 352 952. And don't forget to do good by sharing this tape, this broadcast, and it will get to people that are being blessed by it. And the more you share it, the more you are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Until I come your way again, I want you to be blessed, remain blessed, and be eternally blessed. Amen and amen.